You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Matt Gillum in for Gemma Gaudette. For years, the Rotary Club has been working to make a difference, both locally and internationally. Part of their mission is to create lasting change, and it includes encouraging future generations to develop shared values of responsibility and peace. Through their youth exchange program, high school students are given an opportunity to take part in a year-long cultural exchange where they gain new life experiences and perspectives. Here to talk more about the program and the student experience is Boise Coordinator for the Rotary District 5400 Youth Exchange Program, Beth Markley, and former exchange student, Tara Spencer. Welcome to both of you guys.
Thank you.
Glad you're
here.
So can you tell us a little bit about, just to start off, the history of the Rotary Club? I think it's probably been around a lot longer than people think.
Well, actually, Rotary International has been around over 100 years. And in Idaho, our oldest club was established in 1917 in Boise. So our oldest club is over 100 years old now.
So talk a little bit about what do Rotarians do?
Well, Rotary is dedicated to service worldwide. So it's an international organization. And locally, what that means for each club depends on the nature of the club. So there are clubs that engage in international service projects and local service projects. Our motto is service above self. And there are over 1.2 million Rotarians worldwide that are dedicated to making their community, their regions, and the world a better place to live.
That was succinct, and you got it. So tell us a little bit about this youth exchange program. How long has that been going on, and is this a longstanding tradition of Rotary Club because the club is so old, or is this sort of a newer thing?
It's actually a longstanding tradition. It started about in the 1920s when a few Rotary Clubs in Europe started exchanging students with the intention of furthering global understanding. It became pretty broadly known that this was a really effective way of furthering world peace, and it became more formal. And it's been a Rotary tradition since the 70s. And these days, about 8,000 students travel around the world. It's a year-long educational exchange. So our local district, which is all of southern Idaho and parts of eastern Oregon, we send about 15 to 20 students internationally to study overseas for a year, and then we receive the same number of students from our partner districts in those places. So we send students to countries in Europe, South America, and parts of Asia.
Now, did you do the program when you were younger, or are you a latecomer to Rotary?
I'm a latecomer. I'm really passionate about it. My son did a youth exchange program. He did a year abroad in Denmark, and it really just broadened his perspective. And now he's studying international business in a university in Austria, which is an opportunity that really just came his way because he had that international kind of a hunger for continuing to study internationally. And he was I think, a more attractive student because he had that experience.
Well, tell us a little bit about the requirements for participating in an exchange. How does that work?
So we're currently recruiting students that we would interview and select next year to go outbound. We send them outbound the fall of 2020 to spring of 2021. They have to be between the ages of 15 and 17 when they leave. We can take students as old as 18 and a half when they leave. They have to be willing to go to one of the half dozen or more countries that we can partner with, that we can send them to, learn a new language. We don't exchange with any English-speaking countries. They have to be willing to participate fully in the school year over there, live with volunteer host families, and be ambassadors. They also have to be fair students to good students, and be willing to go. And the other thing is their parents have to be willing to part with them for a year, which is sometimes kind of a difficult thing. We have students who take a break from high school and go overseas, and we also have students who are still young enough when they graduate from high school who elect to take it as a gap year.
Tara, let's get you into this conversation. You have successfully completed the program. Take me through that application process she just described. What was it like? What was going through your head? And you clearly jumped through the hoops.
Yeah. I didn't really know what I was getting myself into. I don't think any of us ever did. But yeah, one day my mom came home from the grocery store and she said, "Hey, do you want to go live in a different country for a year?" Because she had ran into a friend of hers whose son had just gotten back from Chile. And so we started the application. It was long. I basically wrote like a book about myself. And then we had a day-long interview, which is down in Buell. and they incorporate the current inbound students with that, which is really cool because we get to talk about different countries and their experience in Idaho so far. And then it's kind of just a waiting game, and until we find out our placement and if we're accepted. So
now, do you have a facility for languages, or was that at all a concern for you of going to a non-English speaking country?
It was a little terrifying, yeah. But there was a girl here in Boise who was from my district in Belgium, and she spoke Dutch, so I did take some lessons from her, but I definitely did not know as much as I should have going there. I don't think it's hard to prepare for that. And it's also difficult, too, because different places have different dialects, different accents, things like that. So it's hard to really focus in on one specific area.
Our students have to be really courageous to mm-hmm. participate in this program, and it puts everybody on their heels a little bit to be, even if you think you are fluent, which some of our students do think they are, they find out that they have a different perspective when they are at somewhat of a disadvantage culturally. They may not have the same sense of humor in another language.
Mm-hmm.
People may think that they are not as intelligent or not as mature because they don't speak the language very well. It's a very humbling experience, and it makes a more courageous person to have that experience.
We're speaking with Boise coordinator for the Rotary District 5400 Youth Exchange Program, Beth Markley, and former exchange student Tara Spencer. We always enjoy hearing from you, our listeners. You can find us on Twitter at KBSX915 or on Facebook at Boise State Public Radio. Tara, you went off to Belgium, and you take a few Dutch lessons before you go. What happens when you get there? As best you can encapsulate that year for us. What was it like? How many experiences did you have? How broadened was your perspective?
It's very hard to answer this broad question. I have gotten it a lot, though. As far as the language, I was fortunate enough. Well, I wouldn't necessarily say fortunate because it kind of was a disadvantage towards the end. But a lot of people in the Dutch region of Belgium speak English. And in fact, my first family didn't speak any Dutch. But that's a very rare case.
And just to clarify for everybody, you don't stay with just one family for the entire time you're there. You move around.
Yes. I had three families. And others had two, but they try to go for three, which is great because you learn to adapt to different lifestyles and different, you know, siblings and things like that. I really think having three families is pretty essential to a foreign exchange. However, like with the language, I did have friends who no one in their country spoke English. And so it was kind of diving in head first and not really knowing what's on the other side. But it also, you know, it made me more culturally aware. I could adapt to things more. It wasn't all sunshine and rainbows, but it definitely, it taught me a lot. And I think I grew into a new person during that year.
Well, now that you're back, what sort of things have your parents said? Have they noticed that? Are you more mature? Your humor's changed, your style's changed, something different that was not there before?
Just my want to leave again and go travel more. I'm in school again, and I never really have been a school person or thought about going back to college.
Sometimes the impacts of the exchange program happen over a period of years. I've talked to some former exchange students that say they were still processing their experience over the next 10 years after they returned. It's a really profound experience, and part of it comes from the fact that a lot of these students have preconceived notions about what their experience will be like, what the country will be like, what it will be like to be them in a different realm, and it turns everything on its head. And then they come back, and some of these students, you know, they decide they have to make some serious changes about what they want to do with their lives. Some of them are more dedicated to the original path that they were on. Many of them get a bug for international travel that will stay with them for the rest of their lives. And, they certainly have a different perspective. And that thing about the multiple host families, because our program is very volunteer driven, we can keep the price that is that's lower, so that, you know, it's affordable by middle class families. And a lot of it is because the student is living within a host family, and they change host families. And as you can imagine, there's no one prototypical American family. We're all very different. And the same is true in Belgium or Denmark or Chile or Argentina. You're going to live with different groups of people, and you're going to get the full range of experience there. And you're going to be part of a network of exchange students and families, and learn a really broad brushstroke about that country because of the volunteer effort that goes into it. I think it's a really robust program.
I think, yeah, that's a great way to put it. And also, I had some friends who were in Belgium with a different exchange program, and you instantly remove yourself from your comfort zone moving to a different country. And then by staying in one family, I feel like you kind of just put yourself into a different comfort zone, and you never really like detach yourself from that. And so by moving families, you're constantly kind of like on your toes. You know, once you get settled, then it's like, oh, I'm moving again in a few months. So it really kind of keeps you adapting to your surroundings, which is a big learning point for sure.
Have you kept up with any of your with the friends that you made there, or some of these host families?
Oh yeah, all the time.
You plan to stay in contact with them? These mm-hmm. are these are friends for life?
Yeah, oh for sure, and it's family for life. I'll always have a home in Belgium, 3, and I have homes all over the world. So
we've hosted in our home 9 different exchange students, and all of the families have come to visit, and we know when we go visit them, we have a couch to stay on. Mm-hmm. My son is visiting his 3rd host family in Denmark right now, 2 years after he returned from his exchange. So these are lifelong connections that these folks make.
Well, where can people go to find out more about the program?
So our website is rotary5400.org, and the banner is right up at the top. It says Study Abroad. And you fill out a short preliminary application between now and September, and then somebody in your local Rotary Club will contact you for a preliminary interview, just to make sure that you really want to go and your parents are okay with it. And then we'll schedule you for that longer interview in November. And then you should know whether or not you get in pretty much right away, and then what country by the following December or so, to go out the following September.
We've been speaking with Boise coordinator for the Rotary District 5400 Youth Exchange Program, Beth Markley, and former exchange student Tara Spencer. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Great to speak with you.